After 9 of 12 members of the National Park Service Advisory Board resigned this week, public land supporters are noticing what they say is a pattern of indifference from Secretary Ryan Zinke's Interior Department. In a resignation letter unveiled this week by the Washington Post, Board Chairman Tony Knowles said repeated requests to meet with Zinke have been ignored. He also expressed concern that stewardship and protection of national parks has been set aside. Phil Francis, chair of the Coalition to Protect America's National Parks, agrees and calls the agency's actions over the past year, from reducing the size of national monuments to opening up lands to energy development, discouraging.
I spent 41 years in the National Park Service trying to protect and preserve these natural and cultural resources for future generations. And many of the actions taken, in our view, are sort of an assault on our mission.
Interior spokesperson Heather Swift says the agency denies that it refused to meet with the board. The National Park Service Advisory Board was created in 1935 and designates national historic or natural landmarks. The terms of most of the 9 members who quit were set to expire in May. Recently, the advisory board has focused on climate change and how to encourage younger and more diverse visitors to national parks, but says these items aren't part of Interior's agenda. Francis calls the agenda's treatment of the board disrespectful. He says Interior is holding some hypocritical positions. For instance, the department has expressed concern for National Park's $11 billion maintenance backlog, even though it also supports a 13% budget cut to the Park Service.
It just seems like instead of being supportive of our national park and its values, which to me represent the really important places in our country's history and wonderful natural resources, just the opposite is happening.
Francis says he is hopeful people will stand up for national parks and that he gets emails from people every day expressing support for public lands. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.